Welcome to Conspiracy Beer Me. I am Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
I'm Sam Mazzani. How's it going?
Ooh. All right.
Yes.
I survived. Another
what
week.
Is it? Yeah. Yeah. Every week we're here. Yeah. 72. One week it's just going to be Sam and Shane, and they're going to be like, Justin is he's dead.
Yep.
Well, episode number 72. And we're in this episode, we're going to try out a new format and talk about first and foremost, the Wayfair conspiracy.
Yes.
And then maybe turn our attention to the Martian colony that Elon Musk is building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And over the course of last week, we've had some exciting developments in our Patreon page. Right, Sam?
Exciting.
Oh, yeah. Very exciting. So I overhauled the Patreon page. Now there's only one tier. $3 a month.
$3 a month for this quality content. What?
Not bad.
$3. I mean, it's free for this content. You could give us $3 a month, and it helps us out a lot.
Yes. Come on.
Are we given anything?
What do they get?
They're not getting anything. As it stands, we're not. There's nothing on the
news.
Patreon. It's just a way to support us and say, okay, hey, you know what? I've been listening to these podcasts, giving us out. Let me frame it to you this way.
Yeah, frame it.
How many of the people out there have listened to hours of this podcast and haven't given us a goddamn nickel? Giving us nothing.
Fucking freeloaders. I'm not
trying to guilt anybody. I know there's nothing on the Patreon, but one might argue that
we've
gotten hours
episodes,
of free
people.
Content already.
72 damn episodes.
Yeah.
So 72 divided by $3. I mean, $3 divided by 72. That's 4 cents an episode.
That's what they're worth.
And that's honestly might be too high.
Look, I'll say this. Our entire 72 episode catalog put together is better than M. Night Shyamalan's last 5 films.
This is true.
I'll stand on that.
That's accurate.
Absolutely.
Also, how much did they make? They made a lot.
Yeah.
Also, here's another thing. If I ever, within those 72 episodes, there's surely something that you could use to blackmail me at some point if I ever get a real career.
Yeah, this is true.
And then you could make all that money back.
Yeah, that's priceless.
Like, listen, I will not post this clip of you doing X on Twitter if you send me $1,500. And I'll be like, that's a deal. Please don't. I want to write for the Ellen Show.
Yeah.
please don't get me fired.
Ellen's canceled.
No, they're working on it.
It's close, man.
I want the job of that dude that just stands behind her and fawns at the window at her house.
That's a good job. I actually
he does so what. Did,
so she records at home now, and her assistant like is outside, and you just see him through the glass behind her. Like that's all.
Damn, it's like going to see Ellen in the zoo.
Yeah, totally.
Wow, man.
And he looks so bored back there too. It's great.
That is funny. If you think he became her assistant because he had an Ellen fetish,
right?
Now, this is the greatest
this
job.
This is the best.
I love
ever.
It.
Oh, I can't see her poop from here.
But yeah, anyway, Patreon, if you got some money to throw us a couple bucks extra a month, it'll help us out a lot. We'll eventually put stuff up there. And I know we've been saying that the entire time we've had the Patreon, and we haven't. But
one day. And
what if this is true this time?
Yeah. It probably might be.
We also have merchandise for sale.
Yeah, a lot of stuff on our website. We have shirts, hats. We don't have koozies. The people we use don't have koozies. But one day, it makes sense for a beer place to have koozies. But one day we'll have those.
Get that Patreon.
Until the virus has died down, we're not accepting beer donations. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. But thank you so much for the offer.
We will smoke your weed if you want to send that.
Yes, because the fire
kills the virus.
It.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? I do have a Tucker Carlson's head writer got fired.
I saw that. Yeah.
Which,
damn.
I have some big news.
Oh, no.
We love it. We love your back.
The thing that's so surprising about that story is that anyone is shocked by that. It's I know, like,
right?
It is weird that they were like, yeah, we're very sad and ashamed to hear that the writer for Tucker Carlson Tonight was racist and sexist online. We never would have.
Never. Never.
Like, I would have been more shocked if they were like, Tucker Carlson's head writer is a supporter of Black Lives Matter and right, has been like secretly he's like a, posting right.
yeah, closet.
Positive yeah, things like, about African Americans. That yeah, would have yeah. been closeted, like, what?
He's a closeted liberal and they found yeah, out. Yeah, that, yeah. Hey, Tucker's on the like, air, just all sad.
Tucker like, Carlson's head writer is actually a decent human being. That would have been like shocking story for me.
Yeah. It sucks though, because he had aliens and UFO stories quite a bit. Like he talked to some good people on there.
Right.
And the rest of his show is just absolute trash.
I would absolutely 100% write for his show because I just want a job.
Yeah,
I know a lot of people would say that's compromising my morals,
man.
But also, are you gonna subscribe to the Patreon or what?
Also, if anyone has listened to this podcast, like we know that you would join the aliens during an invasion,
right? So.
Not just join them; he would willingly agree to be their dogs. I'll be your pet. I will entertain absolutely. You if you feed me. Yeah.
Listen, you gotta adapt. To the world
yeah,
around
yeah, that's
you.
What Survivor says, right? Survive, that's, adapt, something.
Yeah, survive,
what is like
adapt,
the what is the thing that white evolve. Men can do? Like, you know how like now, if you're an African American or a blonde female that's of relative attractiveness, where you have a fast going? Track into the conservative movement right now, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
What
yeah.
is it? Absolutely. There's nothing for us, right? There's no like, yeah, we need more white guys willing to. To sell out.
Ooh, that's I mean, a good right? point.
There's nothing we could do that just kind of gets us there quick, huh?
Yeah, they're just like, it'd be nice if we had a white guy to be involved in. I don't think. Yeah, I think they just want.
I guess
us
if
to
you're
not.
Willing, if you're willing to be the actor that plays the cuck in porn videos, they need those
that's
guys.
That's not bad.
Right? Yeah, that's
like
true.
Where you're just like you're just willing to be on camera getting your penis size humiliated by some black guy and watch
that
your
is
porn
that
wife.
Is such. That is nice to just have that option. Just like if you're a black dude or a very attractive white woman, you can just pull the ripcord on whatever. If you're in entertainment, you can just pull the ripcord on whatever you were trying to do and just go work at Fox. And they'll be
yeah,
like,
yeah, immediately. Yeah, if you're articulate, yeah. you can, yeah, if you're, yeah. you just be like, what? A black guy?
Sure, everybody.
Like Black Lives Matter? Yeah, you want your own show?
Sure, everybody from your community is going to disown you. But hey, listen. That's a fucking jab right there. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm still, we're still negotiating my terms for working at the Tucker Carlson Tonight Show.
And this is kind of getting into our episode here a little bit, but I did find a really awesome conspiracy this week that, what's her name? The press secretary right now, Kaylee McEnany.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
I don't know.
Whatever her name is, the blonde. That's actually JonBenet Ramsey. That's
oh, wow. Shut up.
Yeah, if you look at the side by sides, you're like, yeah, good point. They're like, she yeah. was groomed from the, she was taken by Maxwell, and she's a party op. I was, man.
Damn, that'd be crazy.
I was laughing about if people online made a push, because like to diversify the Tucker Carlson Tonight writers room, where people online were like, we need more women and POCs in the Tucker Carlson Tonight writers room. And then they all just show up for the first day. And then Tucker Carlson comes in and like, all right, well, first story I need you guys to write is about how black people are bad. And we need you to, we need that tonight. And they're just all like,
they're like, oh shit,
man, maybe we should just let white people write this show. Maybe
yeah. I feel like they got that on lock.
They're like, all right, the next story is that they're trying to turn everybody gay. Can we write that story and how that's bad? That's kind of the angle I was hoping that it's bad. And anyway, I'm going to be in my office. We can just get some couple of different headline ideas that we can put on the Chiron about how gay people are scary. And then just like all of the,
yeah,
all the diverse people are looking around at each other like, oh man, maybe we should just leave. We yeah. should have just, what if we just applied for Fallon or something? But so what do you guys you want? So we want to start with Wayfair.
Let's do it. So
where were you when you found out that you can buy a kid online?
Yeah,
I think we already kind of knew that.
So
yeah.
So for those of you who've been with us for 71 episodes, we're starting on a new format this week where we kind of talk about different things going on in the conspiracy world. May not be one topic for the entire episode. And this week, Sam, you kind of dove deep into this from the jump, which is that
I found this one which is weird because I usually don't find any of these. I think I've only found pedophile ones, which is kind of concerning. I think the only ones I've ever presented is like, guys, I found this thing where you can, where people are having sex with kids. And you're like, Sam, why is this? I've got some Google alerts set up.
Yeah.
I was just chilling on my phone and, oh, you know who? It was a friend of the show, Brandy Brown was telling, our friend Brandy was telling us about it. And then I mentioned it to my girlfriend. My girlfriend was like, wait, you didn't see this? I guess it was going around Facebook a lot.
Mm.
It does feel very boomery.
Yeah.
Mainly because I do have a cat thing that goes on your wall. I can't see it.
From Wayfair. Mm-hmm. They have good stuff.
I don't intend to get rid of it, even if it at some point a kid was inside of it that they were trying to trying to sell to someone. So essentially, the Wayfair before they scrubbed this all from the site, some people were noticing that on Wayfair there were some WFX utility cabinets for very, very high prices. $10,000, $13,000 cabinets.
They're good quality, right?
Well, yeah, they're really nice quality. And they are named, they had weird names. They were named after, you know, people, which isn't that strange normally. You know, like you kind of furniture sometimes has human names, like IKEA is all named after weird Swedish men.
Yeah. And Bjorn.
But they were very specific names that if you were to Google, you would find that these names were the names of missing children.
Oh, that's weird.
So there were all these utility cabinets up on Wayfair for like $13,000 named like the Khadija Smith Wayfair cabinet. And you're like, okay, well, that's weird. And if you looked, this kind of blew up. Everybody was like, what the hell's going on with this? And the more people looked into it, the more that they found that, well, first off, the most expensive WFX utility cabinet is $3,000. So
you mean the cheapest?
No, most expensive.
The most from any other vendor you could find
like
it.
If you were trying to buy the most expensive cabinet that they sold, that not the Wayfair sold, that company sold, it's $3,000. So for some reason, these were $10,000 more. And then the more people looked into it, the more people were finding some strange stuff going on with the listings. And there were pillows up there that were named after missing kids that couldn't. Because like at first people were like, oh, yeah, there's nice cabinets. But then they're like, explain to me why this pillow is $13,000.
Is it one of those sequins ones where it's one color one way and then you rub it and then it changes color?
And then you
color
rub it and it reveals the face of a missing child.
Yeah, that's why it's expensive. They have to hand sew those.
I think Wayfair responded, and their initial response was that these were misdescribed cabinets. Because they're industrial, they should have been, you know, described as such, and they should have been listed as being, the price is correct. They're worth $10,000. They didn't say anything about the pillows or the bed sheets, linens, and things like that that were also mispriced, which I think people thought was a red flag as well.
Right.
Yeah, so there was all this stuff on the Wayfair website that doesn't seem to be out of place. Let me see if I can pull up some of the examples. So this stuff starts going around on Twitter and Facebook, and then all of a sudden they start pulling all this stuff off. All the stuff starts disappearing off the site, but there's okay, let me see if we can get some examples up here.
Sam's like pulling up examples.
Well, where should we start? Like, okay, so there's like so much. So they discover these weird listings, and then as you start going on further, you start finding out that there's like these weird SKUs, and then like if you don't know what a SKU is the model number for. Like an item. So like, it's like some gibberish number that you use to locate an item in a database of like whatever all the stuff is. And if you were to put those SKU numbers into a Russian search engine, you start getting back pictures of kids. So like, it seems kind of strange.
There's all so you could take a SKU but you had to precede it by a certain prefix, and it would return to you images of children.
Right.
But apparently it's the prefix that's the magic, because people said that you could put any numbers after that and it returned images of children.
Yes. So this, so it's weird. So this whole story breaks, and so people are kind of posting all these pictures. They're like, why is this cabinet's $10,000? This cabinet's $10,000. And it's all the same cabinet. It's all the same stock picture. And just the only thing that's different is these names. And there's these very specific names of missing children. So people are like, what the hell's going on here? And they start looking into it more. And it's being sold by this company called Bung. They start finding these rugs, and then these pillows. They're also having the same thing. They're like, they're named after people that are missing. And they seem to be, like linked to they're like way overpriced. They resold by this company called Bungalow Rose, and Bungalow Rose, people were like, okay, that's weird. So it must be some weird company within. Like, that's just a vendor on Wayfair. What's
right,
going on
like
there?
Like a sub-brand or something.
Right. Well, they found out that it's actually a sub-brand of Wayfair's website. So, like, basically, Wayfair is if you don't know what Wayfair is this online furniture company. And they have a bunch of sub-brands that they sell across different websites, one of which is Bungalow Rose. So, people were able to track this directly back to Wayfair. So, there's, like, $10,000 curtains. And they all have these weird names, $10,000 throw pillows, and they're all named after missing people. And then people start checking out other stuff where they're going to like Amazon, and they're finding similarly weird, weirdly named stuff. And like the more you look into it, the more it seems strange. Like there's a very interesting picture is that if you go to Wayfair and you look at this picture of this it's a $100,000 cactus wall decor set. And then you zoom in on it shows the cactus stuff. And then you zoom in on these books, and on the shelf are these books. And there's a book called A Season in Hell, A Rose for Virtue. And there are all these books that are about drug trafficking and missing children. So it's just like, there's all these weird coincidences where the more you think about it, the more it seems like it's kind of impossible that, What could it possibly be? So why is Wayfair? It's like, why is Wayfair selling these 13,000 way overpriced items, and they're named after like very specific missing kids? And then as it's going online and blowing up, they start pulling these things down. So what's going on?
That's kind of where we are.
Yeah. And did all this stuff come from one person? Like, if it's just one source, then we could say, well, this person just photoshopped all these images.
Well, it's not photoshopped because you can go on Google. They're cached still.
Oh, they are cached. Yeah. Oh.
So a lot of these, this legitimately was on their site. So like, this was like, because that's what I thought at first. I was like, this seems like a very easy thing to kind of fake. But yeah. This was all, it's all cached on Google. So you can go find all this stuff. And it's all on there. It was all on there. It was a ton of stuff, and it was like kind of circling Twitter and Facebook, and Wayfair starts taking it down, and then Wayfair comes out and says that, this is a mistake. It's not what it is. It was, you know, it's just, we had weird stuff. There's no way it's possible. And then you have Snopes coming out, and Snopes said that they investigated it and that it's not true, despite it happening. And they were able to discern that it didn't happen within a day of doing investigation.
Yeah, that was the worst Snopes article I've ever
read. Well, like, people have been kind of saying that Snopes seems to be not on the up and up anymore.
That wouldn't surprise me. I mean, I think initially that it was it's become too large of an organization not to have been infiltrated by people with an agenda at this point. Because it's so, for a while there, it was so reputable in terms of if Snopes pronounced it false, you just kind of like, people made a claim on the internet or on Facebook, and I would just put it in Snopes. And if Snopes said it was false, I would just ignore it. Yeah. And so if that's the case, that seems like a thing that people would want to control. In my
right.
mind. And their article on this was really bad. Like, they claimed it was false, yet they claimed it was false because they basically said, we don't have enough evidence to say that it's true. And I'm like, well, that doesn't mean it's false.
Yeah, it doesn't mean it's false.
That just means you say it's doubtful or dubious or not yet proved or whatever. But it seemed like they wanted to quash this as a story, just like they wanted to pull this stuff down, which was all kind of suspicious. So,
right. So it's very strange that this is all going on. And then the more you look into it, the more it seems weird. Like there's this very strange, like kind of thing that that someone on Twitter found was that, so they go through and they do that thing where they take the SKU number and they search it, and it starts to find, they start finding these pictures. And then what they did with the pictures, they start looking at those pictures. They start doing reverse image searches on those pictures. And then this one woman found that they were on this website called Miami Water Boys, and this other, where, which was this clearly just this, it's a pedophile site. It's a picture of these kids, and it's like all about like how these like sexualized little kids are on this website where people can look at them. And then you go further from there, you could find what is essentially these like chat rooms where people are just discussing like child pornography. They're going live. They're like, this one commenter is, lovely girls, and they go, left is so sexy, I love watching her grow up, she's very sexy, great legs, probably a nice butt too. And it's all kids, it's all children. So these all link back to this Wayfair site. So on the surface, it seems people are going, okay, so what's going on here? You pay money and they send you a kid? Like And initially, like, people were being kind of stupid about it. They're like, yeah, I mean, I used to move a lot of those boxes. Yeah. A lot of really heavy stuff in the yeah. A lot of really heavy stuff in the warehouse. And sometimes
there's no air holes.
Yeah, yeah. There's sometimes there'd be stuff that like he has to ship out immediately and you have to stop everything and move it out. So like, what could it possibly be? Like insinuating that in the fucking warehouse is like this girl fucking shrink wrapped.
No, it's like, yeah, someone probably just paid for next day shipping, so it comes first.
Right. Exactly. So like that's not what's going on. People are not going on Wayfair's website and then putting that in their cart,
ordering a kid.
And then the kid shows up. So what is going on? There's a bunch of different options.
Hold on. Go ahead. I think you're going to lay out the options.
One is that it's a way to money launder. It's a way to pay for something illegal, potentially a kid, through laundering it through the website. So the way it would work is that you would, let's say you're a person who's in who traffics children, you'd be like, I want to, they're like, okay, I'm trying to purchase this child from you. What they would do is, okay, they would vet you and they'd say, okay, you're legit, go to Wayfair, pay for this, buy this item, and then that way that money is now able to, you go through a legitimate channel and it's laundered, and then it goes into the account of the person who's selling the kid. And then outside of the Wayfair system, that kid is delivered. It's not like,
is Wayfair set up like an eBay, Amazon? Like
well, that's the thing. There are, you can,
third party sellers,
set up a third party site. The problem is these brands that were selling it were Wayfair sub brands.
Okay.
So that was an initial thought. Like people are like, oh, people are just using Wayfair to do this. But that ended up not, but then they're like, well, no, these are Wayfair brands. So that doesn't quite make sense. So it has to seem, it seems like Wayfair was involved.
Were they Wayfair brands? But who was the seller? Because what if somebody
bought brands? They're sub brands of Wayfair. Like it was like the store was a, I forget.
Okay. What I, so the called, seller like, was a Wayfair seller. Like
yeah, it's like how Target has Up and Up. It's like,
right.
Like Target still sells it. They manufacture it.
Yeah, Wayfair has a bunch of these sub brands. Like the one that was the big one that people were noticing was, it was called, forgot what the fuck.
So it's like three letters.
I'm more just trying to follow the money. In other words, if
Bungalow Rose. Bungalow Rose. Like this, is like this home decor company that sells these rugs.
Sketchy name.
So the
Rose always, anything with the Rose in their names to me is sketchy. That's just a.
It's just, so what seems to make the most sense is that there's some sort of laundering going on. It's a means to get money into this company. It's a means to pay for something. Anytime that you're paying for something way overpriced, it's usually a surefire sign that it's being used to launder money, which is a common thing that it's like fairly common method to launder money online.
Right. Like if people are paying for your writing services.
Right. Exactly.
way too expensive.
Yeah. Like if you were to pay $3 a month for like a, $3 like a podcast.
What we're doing is we're laundering the $2 a month.
Yeah, this thing's worth way less than that.
It's small. It's the least efficient way to launder large sums of money is that we will at $3 a piece. So here's the thing that's kind of weird. So like you're like, okay, so this seems like it seems like Wayfair's in on it. Like it has to, like it can't just it's not somebody using Wayfair's site. It's like Wayfair has to be on the involved in it, which then is even stranger when you start to look at that Wayfair had this big walkout about a year ago over ICE, the immigration. What's ICE stand for? Immigration Customs Enforcement.
Sounds good.
Sounds. Let's go with that.
So basically, ICE was getting all of their furniture from Wayfair, which then became this big issue. And last June, they had this big walkout where everybody walked down this big thing, and they said they would stop
because they had a contract with the government. It wasn't just the government was buying it;
they had a contract with ICE.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So, which then you know you look back in hindsight, you go, okay, that's kind of strange because ICE has been known to have
child detention camps.
Some kids fall off the back of the truck, if you know what I mean. You know? Yeah, yeah. Like, hey, oh shit, was your kid here?
Yeah, who?
So. Nope. I don't know. Did you see a kid? I didn't see a kid. Someone bought your kid.
Yeah.
So there's like this weird linkage between ICE. I don't know. It's hard to what do you guys make of this? What do you guys?
Well, here's where I start.
Like, I feel like that's the most of the facts.
Yeah. When I was looking into this, one of the things that struck me most is that, talking about the names of the products were names of kids that had disappeared. And someone said, that's not that surprising considering 800,000 kids disappear every year.
It's like if you named it John, you're like, well, of course a kid named John disappeared.
Yeah. But they were named John.
They were odd names. However, 800,000 kids a year?
Yeah, that's insane.
That to me is like the starting point because I was like,
these cabinets are named the Annabelle cabinet. Okay, that's possible, but it's spelled A-N-A-B-E-L. It's a little strange spelling, okay, but that could be anything. The Durrett cabinet. The Durrett Constellation throw pillow for $1,000.
Durrett,
D-U-R-R-E-T.
And there's a kid missing named Durrett?
There's a kid named, her last name's Mary Durrett. Her name's Mary Durrett. Then there's the Kyla Coleman. Kyla Coleman's missing, and then there's the Kyla 5 shelf storage unit. K-Y-L-A-H. Then there's the Duplessis zodiac sign, and it's the same pillow as the other one.
Oh, weird.
Picture. It's also $1,000, but it's called the Duplessis. It's D-U-P-L-E-S-S-I-S. And this girl named Samara Duplessis went missing.
That's the best one.
Then there's Samia Moomin, who went missing, and there's a Samia cabinet, and then there's the Yuritsa cabinet. Like these are
That Duplessis pillow is still on Wayfair.
Is it priced down?
$32 now.
Right.
Well, yeah. Now they need to tell us how they came up with that name, though. They can't
Where are they pulling these names from? Why these names?
Like, yeah, they got to tell us that.
The thing that adds a wrinkle to this is that some of the kids have been found, at least one of the kids was found. So. And there's no more, I couldn't really find any more information on that, but at least one of the kids that is listed as one of the items has been found, which kind of lends to this idea that it could be, I don't know, it's tough. It's like, it could be something, is it a one-to-one, like, are you buying that kid, or is it someone that's, like, involved in general child trafficking and is just being cheeky and just putting names of missing kids on these items, but you're not necessarily buying that kid.
Well, it could also be too, maybe these kids were kidnapped, and if this is leading to a pedophile website, maybe they're taking photos and they're sending, you're paying $10,000 for a collection of
photos of that person.
Of this person. So finding the kids is still a possibility.
Right.
But you're buying underage photos.
So I think the best.
Apparently, this Duplessis person was found 48 hours safe at home with her father. So, I mean,
So it seems
that's why, like, probably why the pillows are on sale now, right?
That's You know, you actually just get the pillow. They're like, ah, we lost the stock. So my thing is, like, my thing is this: you go, okay, well, what is Wayfair saying is happening? They go, okay, yeah, these in their head, their explanation is, yeah, they just have these cabinets are just named that stuff, and they're just expensive cabinets. That seems highly more likely than it. Like, there's far too many coincidences in this story for it to not, like if they're just like, yeah, it's a bunch of coincidences. Yeah, they're all named after missing kids. Yeah, they're way overpriced. Yeah, we took them all off the website as soon as you found out about them. Yeah, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I mean,
maybe it was one thing, maybe, but like a lot of things.
It's
like
a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that's where I go back to this idea that, like, look, I understand that we're in the middle of a unprecedented pandemic, but 2,191 kids go missing every day.
That's insane.
I didn't know that until I started researching this. And if that's really the case, then there has to be some infrastructure to kidnap really and transport and sell kids, which is awful. And why? And I think it's the closest I've come to understanding the Pizzagate thing, where I'm just like,
right,
why aren't people talking about this? And every time you try to talk about it, people act like you're wearing a tinfoil hat. And I'm just like, look, if we really have thousands of kids going missing every single day, where are these kids going? What is this? I don't know. It just seems odd to me that it's so taboo to talk about something that's clearly awful and should be investigated to the thoroughest. Is that even a word? I don't know.
That's no. Well, like, but so, that's fine.
So here, here's a list of the the different cabinet collections on Wayfair. It's the Annabella, the Annalise, the Antoine, the Ashley, the Ashlyn, the Barbara, Conrad, Christopher, Deborah, Dante, Emery, Festus, Gia, Jalen, Judy, Kobe, Maya, Marlon, Metzger, Montoya, Quinton, Reina, Samson, Seamus, Strayford, Talon, Taya, Tess, Tessa, Trisha, Trista, Tyra, Waco, Wapakanita, Wycliffe.
Yeah, they just went down and name a baby name book. They're like, oh, I got no good ideas.
That is one thing that's so. Here's like some potential stuff that's going on that might be all it. Right. On online stores, a lot of times you get penalized in your ranking if you run out of stock. So a way that people would get around that on Amazon and eBay was that you would leave one item up for way over price that you just assume no one would ever buy. So you would just go, okay, so your store always shows is in stock.
Always has in stock.
Oh, interesting.
Always has in stock items. Mm. However, the one thing that doesn't quite make sense about that is if these were internal brands, that shouldn't matter. Like, you don't, like, Wayfair doesn't need to worry about an internal brand's standing within, like,
they're not being, like, scored by Amazon. They
or yeah, it's not like I'm running a store through Wayfair,
right,
and I keep monitor that I'm doing a good job. It's one of their brands.
Right.
So there's, so that's a little flimsy. Another thing that someone else mentioned was that a lot of times, and this is kind of another old tactic, is that Amazon and eBay and all these stores, you would put a fake item up, like a goof item up. You'd be like, I'm selling a bag of air for $5,000. And that would go viral, driving traffic to your store, moving you up the algorithm.
Gaming the again, system.
Well, if that's the case, again, they fucked up.
Well, yeah. So, yeah. But like, the idea would be the idea.
I got a great idea, guys. What we'll do is we'll overprice this stuff, and people come to our website. We'll
exactly. It's like we got to get people to look at these cabinets. How do we get people to look at these cabinets?
What if we name them names because people love stuff named for their kids? So,
what if we name them after kids that are missing?
Oh yeah, good. Yeah,
people will share
draw
that. People love pedophile
the kids
stuff.
That are missing and that'll go. Them.
That'll go viral.
It is funny if it is like a. There is just a. A new social media brand for Wayfair that, like, just sat down with the company and, like, listen, what's very popular with young people is pedophile conspiracies.
Absolutely.
Now, we could increase traffic to Wayfair about 14,000% a day if we create a fake conspiracy in which you are selling children.
Yeah.
I think this is like
Did you say 14,000%? They're like, yes, but it will seem like you are selling kids. Like, yeah. Yeah, but we'll figure that out later. We got some baskets.
This is like
cabinets to move and shelf units.
I think this is the most awesome idea to reboot To Catch a Predator, though.
Absolutely.
It's just like you're like, oh, my cabinet's here. And then like Chris Hansen just walks out of the big box and it's just like, hey, how you doing there?
Yeah.
I will say
Sit down.
I do not like the classism that is being displayed, where you see Wayfair is trying to make purchasing children accessible to anyone. What used to be only a thing for elite people.
Yeah.
Now anybody can buy a child from the comfort of their home. And now Twitter's going to get up in arms that we're trying to make child trafficking accessible to everybody. Wow. Seems like class warfare to me. No, you guys don't agree.
No.
Just saying, I like the fact that we're taking this thing away from the elites and we're making it accessible to everyone. And I think that's important.
I mean, the more and more I think that if there's anything about coronavirus, aside from the fact that it's just what it is, just a pandemic that came from a virus that started in China and spread across the world and hit our government in America that has no idea how to handle anything. If it's got some kind of design behind it, it's something about covering up this global elite child sex trafficking.
But it's bringing it to the forefront. It's got to have the opposite effect.
Well, that's the big brain, high level conspiracy guy take on all this, is that this whole conspiracy is way too prepackaged,
right,
and fully fleshed out to be a legit thing. It has to be some sort of psyop. There's no way, but to be fair, no conspiracy has gone from completely unknown to entirely figured out in the span of 3 days. That is,
by a random guy on Reddit who just
a bunch of people on Reddit were just like, I think we figured this out.
And we saw how the Boston bombings went with Reddit. That was a horrible situation. Yeah, so it's like, I'm not expecting them to get it right.
But I will say this. I don't know if you guys saw this, but it was pretty fascinating given what we're talking about, is that, as people know, Netflix has rebooted the show Unsolved Mysteries.
Yes.
What people don't know is they've also developed a subreddit on Unsolved Mysteries where you can join this subreddit and they data dump all the information presented on the show, all the footage, all the evidence, and you can go and they're basically asking this subreddit to help solve these mysteries.
Yeah.
And part of that is because it's just crowdsourcing solving this stuff where you're just like, you know, we're going to just dump this and these kind of losers that have nothing to do except look at micro details and find this stuff. We'll go out and try to solve these things. So maybe the Wayfair thing was a guy saying like, I think this is a real thing and I can't get the authorities to investigate it, so I'll just dump it on Reddit and
But it doesn't seem like it was, it seemed like it was just somebody, like, it's like the initial Twitter posts I saw of it were just like non-conspiracy people who were like, I'm on Wayfair's website and I see this cabinet that's really expensive and it has a weird name. And then I've been up all night and I figured this out, which is a little dubious.
Yeah.
So you're saying that it was planned to distract
I don't know what it is. Cause it's like, it is real in that stuff was on the website. Like that stuff was on the website.
Yes.
And it was all named after kids.
Yes.
And then you can also put a lot of that information into different search engines and find more pictures of kids. And it all has this weird, like, and it all traces back to Wayfair, and there's no other legitimate, like, there's like it, there's no, it, it happened. It, this is for some reason, this was on their site. But it also seems like if there was a child trafficking ring and it for all to come out this easily and be all figured out this quickly, that seems very counter to how this stuff seems to go.
Yeah.
And just as quickly as it flared up, the media took it up, looked at it, and said it's bullshit. and now it's gone. So like, what purpose was it serving? Like, what if it is a psyop? What is it distracting from? The stuff that happened this week is that, I mean, if you're like trying to think about like stuff that happened this week, there's the Roger Stone commutation, like commuting his sentence being commuted. That's pretty much it.
Oh, Ghislaine Maxwell went up
That's the other. Oh yeah, I'm sorry.
Bail,
yeah,
Ghislaine, and that seems. Ghislaine,
yeah, Ghislaine Maxwell. Wait, she's out on bail?
No. She went up for her bail hearing, and she basically made the case that she should be let out.
Sorry, that is the one that I spaced on. Yeah, that's what people are thinking about. People are wondering if
this was meant to like.
You have all these rabid people, these rabid conspiracy theorists who are very into pedophilia stuff, like figuring out pedophiles. So what if we gave them this, we serve up this softball pedophile thing that they can then sink their teeth into, that's just kind of bullshit, but it's like very elaborate and very like, I mean, it is a fun, like, I mean, fun, and you know,
everyone likes to solve a mystery. I mean, right, they have loot boxes, mystery boxes.
It is it's a fun like internet mystery. It's like, ooh, look, I found another clue. Ooh, it's like,
yeah.
And it's just, I don't know, there's something about it that seems weird. Yeah. And not just that it's weird that they had the like something about them selling kids online that seems weird, but I mean more so like there's something about it that seems like, what is this?
Yeah.
I if you were doing an FBI, they do those like kind of profiles for who would do something like this. If you think like there's a global or just a United States pedophile ring that's trafficking in kids, and you start thinking about like who would do that, it makes sense that it's the uber wealthy. The more I think about it, like it just makes more sense, and it makes more sense to me that they would be doing it in plain sight rather than through some backdoor channels that seem suspicious, because that would arise more, that would be more problematic than doing it, you know, somehow in the open, just right in front of everybody.
Yeah, I suppose like if you're trying to do large transactions for illegal things, I think it's kind of like a trade-off. It's like, okay, you could be doing it in plain sight, but the money is going into somewhere legit, so it's easily laundered in that way. Or you could be doing it out of sight, but the problem is that the money, like, I think that they look at the worst case scenario. So it's like, okay, if I get caught just wiring somebody $10,000 and that shows up on my financial statements in some sort of investigation, that's hard to explain.
Mm.
And they feel like that's more likely to result in getting caught with something. Versus, hey, someone's doing an investigation on my finances and they saw that I spent $13,000 on Wayfair. Weird, but it's not as weird as being like, how did you, like, explaining a $13,000?
It's probably not going to trigger the whatever the algorithm that finds.
Right. And also, if you think about any of the like major criminals that have been caught, it's not because of the crimes they necessarily committed. It's always like tax fraud that brings them down. Right. They always find like that weird. Like, that's why Trump's so afraid of getting his taxes out. It's because that's what brought down Capone. It's what brought down tons of mafia people.
It's all the weird money transactions. So like, I guess if you're like, hey, if you're trying to do some sort of illicit money trading hand, I mean, like that seems to make sense to me. If like you're Wayfair and you're a middleman, like that seems like a thing that you could do if you're a Wayfair. You go, okay, we want to work as some sort of middleman for laundering money for people. And what we'll do is we'll sell these items on our website for way more money than they're supposed to be. You send the money to us. We take a cut of it, and then we give the money to the party and that person, like, we sell, like, the person who's selling it is the,
right.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's just how you get money into a, cause like it's easier to launder money into a giant corporation and then trickle it back out.
Mattress factory. This is what we've talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is exactly the mattress firm shit, where it's like you go and you say, yeah, we did $5,000 in sales this month when you really did $2,000 in sales this month. And then you just take that cash that was from something illegal, and then you put that into business profits, and now it's in a bank system and you can actually use the money.
Yeah. Have we thought? Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. You go.
Oh, no. So we talk about like, what is this thing? Do you think because it's served on a platter and it is so perfect that maybe It could be running guns. It could be running drugs. Maybe they just presented it as this kid thing so that people are like, oh, it's a kid thing. Let's investigate that route when clearly there's no leads there. And they can still be like, oh, they caught onto this channel and now we're doing stuff. Now we got to change our tactics for running guns or drugs or however we're doing it. But they like basically put little clues to throw people off the trail.
I don't know. It seems so weird because there's so much like, why would you put any of that information in there?
Right. Like, just because it would be a red flag.
Like how, like if I was going to improve this scheme,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't put the
if I were I writing for the show,
I wouldn't put the names in the description of the items. I would just say, okay, so if I was going to do this in a way that I didn't want to get caught, what I would do is this. I would say, first off, I wouldn't make it one $13,000 item. Yeah. I would make a series of certain items that are a series.
That like a bundle, like a McMeal. Right. McMeal.
So what I would say, so Shane, you come to me and you say, I want to buy these guns.
Right.
I want to buy $15,000 worth of guns from you, or I want to launder $15,000. I need to transfer $15,000 worth of money.
Yeah.
Legitimately. You see, this is what I would do. I would say, okay, on my website on Wayfair, go put these SKU numbers in your cart. So search these SKUs, put these numbers in your cart.
Right. Use coupon code Epstein Island.
Yeah.
Use coupon code Little St. James.
Little St. James. No, but then I would say buy these 7 items. This will that'll add up to $15,000, and they'll all be items that are slightly overpriced versus being like, hey, because I mean, this just seems sloppy. Like, why the fuck would you like? Of course. Marking up a $3,000 cabinet by $10,000 is going to bring attention to it eventually. Plus they're named after missing kids. Plus there's SKU numbers that are linked to children. Here's another possibility is that a lot of times on the web, this could just be a means to point people to child pornography.
Oh, interesting.
This and it has nothing to do with purchasing or selling. It has nothing to do with the prices. It's nothing to do with any of that. What it could be is that a lot of times it's like as it should be. It's pretty hard to deal child pornography online. It's hard to find it. It's all that stuff. You have to deliberately hide it on the internet.
How hard did you look?
It's pretty hard. No, but. So a lot of times you have to like deliberately hide it and stuff. So what I could see happen is that you have some creepy fucking webmaster guy that works for Wayfair, works for maybe it's just like maybe they outsource a lot of their website stuff to another company. And what this guy does on the side is that he uses these websites as directories. He hides directory information in the SKU numbers to find this child pornography. Because that seems the linkage that actually walks all the way through.
Right.
People are finding these things, they're taking the SKU numbers, and then they're getting to pictures of kids. So like that seems like the only functioning piece of it that you can look at. Like here is an end-to-end illegal operation that actually comes from this information versus being like, maybe the kids are in the warehouse.
That seems to me, I mean, if you, I feel like you would just go to the dark web, and
that stuff's hard to find because, like, I'm sure that
you can't just search kids.
The FBI knows to go to the dark web.
Yeah,
and like, no, I'm saying like a lot of this stuff is hidden.
Well, no, the FBI, the U.S. government, is the single biggest source of child pornography sales in the world. I mean, the FBI knows where it's sold because the FBI is the one selling it. Right, they're not producing it. They're selling it, but when the FBI seizes child pornography, it goes into a bank that they sell in various sources, and they track the people buying, and that's how people get busted.
The problem is you can't just search naked kids and get to kids because it just won't work. You'll get caught. So the way that they have to do it, it's not so much about like, because you can run your own server, you can have a server, you can like have a server up in some fucking country that doesn't give a shit about this stuff. Like that's not the hard part. The hard part isn't like hosting the information and putting the information online.
It's getting
the hard. The hard part is having your people be able to find it. So what, and this is like a common thing.
I thought
thing
it was all done through like file show services, file share services.
It's one of the ways they do
it. Like Napster used to be. Yeah.
One of the common ways that they do it. Well, yeah, the problem is that like, just like anything else, if you do it peer to peer, it's like, you don't have it centralized. You don't have control over it. Mm-hmm. So if you're somebody who's trying to like make money or at least keep the supply of it to themselves, and you want people to be able to get to it, this is a common scheme that they use, is that they basically hide this information in plain sight on the web. And a common way they do that is through SKU numbers, is basically you go, which would then it starts to make more sense, is like, there's some webmaster guy who thinks that he's being cute by hiding some items on Wayfair that are named after missing kids. And then the people that are pedophiles that know how the game works, they know to take the SKU and then they plug it into the search engine for the Russian search engine, they'll get to the pictures. And like, that seems to me the thing that's most likely what's going on, is that this is a means for pedophiles online to point to where the pictures are, to point to where pornography is, because that's the part of it that actually seems to work. That's the part of it that's actually like, that's the fully functioning part of this conspiracy.
Right.
I think the one thing that confuses me there is because I think that the difference between someone who traffics in children and someone who looks at child pornography is economics, basically, right? That
I don't think it has anything to do with child trafficking.
Well, right, but I'm saying I don't know if people that deal in child pornography have the means to spend like $10,000 on pillows.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think any of that. I think
no money's being.
I don't think anything. All just
optics. Just a signpost.
I literally, like, it goes back to the Amazon listing on your Amazon store that's $10,000 that you know no one's going to buy. So here's what I think you're doing is you go on, it's the guy that works for some guy that works at Wayfair who has access to putting listings online, which I'm sure there's tons of employees at Wayfair that have access and the ability to put listings online. What he's doing is he's putting listings up for way more money than anybody would ever purchase it. So it'll never, no attention will ever come to it.
That makes, now I see this. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's just that
some random employee who got the password for some of his colleagues, and then he just posts, he edits it under their name so it's not traceable back to him.
He's just posting these fake listings that are way too
much. And he's going on some message board where it's all coded language and being like, hey, you guys should check out the Demarius pillows.
Right.
And
he doesn't want people to. Exactly. He doesn't want people. He doesn't want anybody to try to buy it, because then that'll raise red flags, because why it's so overpriced. You put it up because the second somebody tries to buy it, it'll go to somebody in like shipping and receiving. And be like, why the fuck is this cabinet for? There seems to be an error. This cabinet's being listed for $15,000. And they go, who edited this? And then they go, oh, Michael edited this. What other things did he edit? Why are all the names of these switched to? Yeah. Why are there weird names in these descriptions?
Yeah, you're probably, Wayfair is probably definitely like behind the scenes going like, what
they're investigating.
Yeah, which is why they like said it wasn't anything bad right away, because they're like, holy fuck, we gotta get to the bottom of this.
Well, it's probably not the case that they're selling kids.
Right. Yeah.
It's probably simply somebody has access to listing stuff on Wayfair's website and is using it as a signpost to get to pornography on the web. That is a common thing that child pornographers do. They use websites that anybody can get to and hide coded language and coded information in plain sight that they can then use, that pedophiles know to look for. Yeah, exactly. You go, hey, you're on like fucking 4chan. You're like, people are like, hey, I'm looking for CP, and you post, you should check out these pillows on Wayfair. Yeah. And then
this brings us right back to Pizzagate, by the way, which we discussed, which. The one thing about Pizzagate that seemed the most troubling to me were the strange coded language in emails where they were clearly talking about something in terms of pizza, or you left your handkerchief, do you still want it?
Exactly.
And I was like, what do you mean? You clearly don't mean a handkerchief, so what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it makes sense to me that, like, some subgroup knows, like, go on Wayfair and search for this item, sort by price, highest to lowest, and you'll find one that has this way overpriced.
You'll find the way overpriced.
Click on there, and you'll figure it out from there.
Yeah,
because you know the language.
Just use the SKU.
That seems to me
the most likely thing, because if you walk through all the other possibilities, the possibility number one, the most bold-faced, obvious, like, one that everybody seems to be clinging to, Wayfair is selling kids. That seems kind of obvious that they would kind of figure out. Also, yeah. Wayfair is a pretty successful company that's on the up and up. Not on the up and up necessarily, they're working with ICE, but I mean, like, they're on the upward trajectory.
Right.
Why also get in dealing kids? It seems that doesn't seem like something that you do when
the answer to that is the same reason why I said that the FBI is the number one seller of child pornography. If the government is behind this, if this is the CIA's way of tracking down and trying to infiltrate the sex trafficking ring, I mean, that's been the theory about Epstein forever, right? I mean, if the CIA or whoever knows that this is going on, the question becomes, do we protect the kids we can, or do we try to root this out by going undercover and controlling it? I mean, that's a central question to all of this,
right,
for me.
I just think that this information is meant to be found, but not to be understood unless you know what it is.
Right.
So, and I don't think you would do that if it was child trafficking or money laundering. I think you would do what I said earlier, where you would just be like, hey, just buy 30 of these baskets that are just,
seem too brash. If you're just,
it seems way too
kids.
Obvious to sell it that way. It's
right.
So, to me,
if a couple guys on Reddit can crack your code in 3 days, it's not a very foolproof plan.
And what seems to lend credence to this is when you look at the people were able to use these listings to find websites where people are discussing child pornography and get to child pornography.
Yeah.
So to me, that seems like, okay, case closed. That's what it is. It's somebody at Wayfair who has access to the listings, is putting up fake listings that are meant to kind of go under the radar. So he jacks the prices up, but he's also putting a lot of wink, wink, nudge, nudge bullshit to other pedophiles in there where it's named after missing kids and in that they can then use to image search and get to these Russian websites or these hidden pages that have child pornography. I think that, like, that's, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know what else it could be. That seems to me what it is. That would be my guess. I don't think while it is fun to be like, it's like, ooh, big conspiracy that they're selling kids and blah, blah, blah. I just don't buy it. I don't think it was unraveled too fast. It just seems like some guy that they figured out. I don't think if it was this big operation, they really fucking botched it, you know?
The child trafficking organization is like yelling at their marketer right now.
Why the fuck did you Wayfair?
Seriously?
You made it that obvious?
You hired a fucking 18-year-old social media guru.
Named it after the kids we were selling? You have no creativity? Can't you just name it something else?
Your Instagram handle is Kids for Cheap. What is that?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
The one thing people were saying is like, oh, it's actually this nefarious scheme to drive down actual search results if you were to search for these actual missing kids. Which is like, what was the theory? Like, that was like the Walt Disney Frozen thing. But like, you have to like put yourself in the shoes of these bad people. What purpose does that serve to them?
Yeah, exactly. It's like they're still going to be looking for these kids.
Right. It's not like
looking for missing kids online.
And then Googles it and then goes, I guess we'll never find them.
Yep.
I'm not going to check the second page of results. I only see these cabinets.
And that's the laziest find ever. Right. I Google searched her name and I scrolled about 2 minutes and I didn't say anything.
I'm telling you, in a week, there will be a news article that they go, rogue employee was using, maybe they don't want us to get out, but like, I think that, I think, I mean, there seems to be so much fervor about it online that Wayfair is going to need to readdress it, where they, because Wayfair immediately addressed it and then was like, "That is bullshit," and everybody's like, "Dude,
you can someone at Wayfair is going to take a fall for this."
Absolutely,
they're going to be like,
"I'm telling
Mike,
you,
Mike, you want to come in the office for a second?"
They're like, "Hey, how come you've been editing the database with?" I'm telling you, that's what it is. It's got to be some fucking guy that works there and who's using Wayfair product listings to hide.
I'm telling you, if that's the case, he definitely got like Debbie's username and password.
He's using someone else's account. He's
using her, and they're calling Debbie in, and she's like, "I swear to God,
I've only ever let Rob log on to my computer. He said he was going to get on there, and he was going to delete the spyware. I keep trying to play. You're going to get mad at me, but I play that pinball game that comes on the computer on my." And I tried to download new levels, but it wasn't new levels, and it locked the computer up. And Rob said he could get if I could. I didn't.
How many of these? How many of these like overpriced pillows have they sold? Because that seems like.
Well, they don't sell any of them. They're deliberately too expensive because.
I don't know, because rich people buy expensive stuff that doesn't make sense for it to be that expensive all the time.
I mean, I don't think they sold any of them because they wouldn't be up. I think.
Because here's what I think.
How many listings do you think Wayfair has on their site?
Okay, well, here's another. Here's
millions.
Here's an alternate theory
that was my final thoughts.
No kids. This does not involve kids.
Okay.
Is. Sam, you work for Wayfair. Work for super rich guy who hires me to be his personal shopper and kind of do basic stuff.
Right.
And he's like, "Hey, we need some new cushions for the pool." And I'm like, "Hey, Sam, put some cushions on Wayfair."
Oh, that's pretty funny.
And sell them for 10 grand because Johnny Billionaire needs them and I'll buy them for 10 grand. And like, I just think there's things going on where like it's kind of like that thing with like when I worked for a corporation, I had an expense account for my credit card.
You just buy a bunch of stupid shit that's expensive.
And you just buy, like, "I don't care." And you'd be like, "Hey, why don't I buy that from you at this restaurant and you charge me $50 for it and we'll split the, you know, I'll expense that and we'll, you know," you just charge stuff because people aren't going to look at it.
Yeah.
And if it's, you know. And so I think it's somehow in that sense, I think it's a way of laundering or scamming money. I just think it's not necessarily for kids. The thing that convinces me is that it might be about locating pornography because
I think the problem with what you're proposing is that you'd have to have access to a lot of I don't think the guys that could put listings up on the site have access to pulling money out of wherever the money goes.
That's true.
No, they don't. Yeah.
But again, this is this is the thing that the contractors have been doing to the U.S. government for like forever. Yeah. It's paid
$500 for a toilet seat.
Yeah, we're like, we need a selection of screws, and they're like, these are $1,000 stress tested connection systems, and you're like, literally, we've paid like $1,000 for screws.
Yeah.
Per screw. Like, you know, so these government, it's like sort of similar to that.
But,
to me.
But that's only if you have, but that only works if you have the access to everything. You have you're the guy that I had, like, it's my company. So it's like, which then in my head, it makes it seem not, the only thing that people seem to have access to that they could profit off of is just the information on the product page. So then like, when you think of it that way, that's the only, how do you use that? I don't know. I'm convinced that I solved this.
I think you did.
I'm pretty sure I figured out the Wayfair
live thing. On YouTube.
Yep.
Yeah, I think call me Monk because I like to wash my hands and solve crime. This is the least amount of riffs I've ever done in an episode, but that's because I just solved a mystery.
I know. Anytime Sam's really into something, I'm like, "Ah, shit, here we go.
This is going to be both our best and our least funny episode."
I think, I mean, I don't know. This is going to put us on the map. For good. I think, I think I'll be like, "Hey, I figured out the Wayfair scheme."
Yeah, hopefully it'll get out that you did it.
The problem with figuring this out is there's only one way to really figure it out, and that lands you in... at least a watch list.
Yeah. That's the thing that's creepy is that you see all these people on Twitter that are like, yeah, I was going through and it got me this porn site. I was like, dude, you got to throw your computer in the garbage.
Yeah, you got
burned off the bridge, man.
Like, I was like, did you do that from your house?
Yeah, get out of there, man.
This is a problem.
Because
that's always the pedophile's go-to argument. No, I was trying to infiltrate.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Listen, I've been running a covert op. I'm in there. Not touching my penis. Look at these pictures.
That's right. Look at my top drawer. I wrote a letter that said, I'm doing this for research. And I signed it.
Yeah, there's like, that's the, this is strictly an investigation. I've never jerked off. Yeah, I saved some of these to my computer and my iPad and iPhone. One of my, listen, you have to beat the pedophile, you have to think like a pedophile.
It's like joining the dark side.
What an awful assignment that you get when you're in.
Oh, yeah, that's tough.
They're like, welcome to the Bureau, John. We'd like you to go undercover. Oh, really? Okay, cool.
That sounds awesome, dude. Where am I going? Cuba? What's the deal? Like, online pedophile ring.
Pedophile, yeah, you're going to hang out with you're like, fuck!
Oh, cool. So I get to bust it. No, you're very young looking for your age. You're going to go undercover. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Shit.
It is funny. If you're too excited, they immediately take you off. You're like, oh, sick. They're like, actually, we're going to put you on a different project.
Yeah, no, we're going to reassign you to traffic.
We're going
to,
Shit.
Oh.
All right. So our new format's going good.
Well, the Wayfair thing was too big.
So Elon Musk is building a Martian colony. We'll talk about the Martian colony
next week.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, so that was my final thoughts. Do you guys have final thoughts, or is it because I big brain solved it?
No, I'm in line with your big brain. I think that's absolutely it. I think.
Can't believe it.
Yeah, but why? I don't understand why the kids' names are on there if they can just use a SKU.
I think it's just the guy being clever. I think the guy's like naming it after missing kids because they're all like just being, because like that's just, they're all like internet. It seems like internet like meme troll bullshit.
Like, oh yeah, it does seem like that.
Like it feels like it fits squarely into like troll culture where you're like, yeah, they named them after missing kids. You're like, because
that's fucking sick. If you're fucking thinking you're people like are that some way. Hipster because you're. You're able to traffic in child porn and coded language, and you're like, yeah, it's so funny. I mean, it sounds like cool fedora. No, it just sounds like you're like, yeah, they'll never figure us out, dude. Like,
it does feel like trolly kind of shit, which you would only do if the stakes were not as high as taking down a giant child trafficking ring. Cause, like, that's just like, because that seems like a recipe to just get killed by whoever really runs it.
Be yeah,
like, hey,
exactly.
Hey, Michael, can you come in here? I like to talk to you about the website you set up. You're like it seems like, yeah, I put the kids' names in it. Don't you think that's cool? Like, yeah, why don't you come out to the desert real fast? And then they just fucking shoot you in the back of the head and put you in a hole. I think it's only, I'm telling you, I solved it.
I think you did.
I think there's something going on. I don't think it involves child trafficking. Or
I don't think it's trafficking. I think it's pornography. What do you think it is?
I mean, pornography and trafficking are intertwined. There's no separating those.
Sure.
You're going to have a hard time selling that to a jury. You're like, look, guys, I looked at the porn. I didn't ever want the actual thing.
I didn't buy anybody.
Yeah, because that's why anybody looks at any kind of porn, right?
Right,
right, right.
Right? I mean, you don't look at, like, black porn and feel like I would never have sex with a black person. Like,
I don't know.
I do it for research.
I find it fat. Yeah. I think you're right, Shane. I just think that I think that child pornography is poor man's child trafficking. And that's what confuses me.
Probably. I just think the pornography is a side effect of the trafficking.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, it's intertwined in the fact that in order to generate that content, you probably have to be dealing with traffic.
Yeah.
I just think this is like some low level bullshit that somebody was using that's why it was able to be unraveled so fast because it was in fact low level bullshit that the guy did not think that through.
Right.
Like think through that thoroughly. I'd be surprised if you were able to unravel major money laundering schemes that the large corporations are using. in the span of 3 days. That seems like, that seems like there's probably a little bit more thought going into these things. But that's a, and listen, if you guys want to support such great journalism,
we have Tucker Carlson's head writer.
I recommend you hitting up the Patreon because I just solved a crime.
That's worth at least $3.
I think it's worth $3 split between the three of us. We each get a dollar.
Like, yeah.
Actually, it's not even true. We each get less because part of it goes to Patreon.
That's true.
So, yeah, that's all. Yeah.
If you want me to fucking apply my mega mind brain to more issues, put some fucking money in that account.
All right. Well, look, that's it, right?
Yeah, that's it.
I think we solved it.
I wish that there was someone who was really rich who just was like, I'm going to get to the bottom of this and just orders one.
Yeah.
Let's
I mean, it's too late. I think it's too late. I mean, I guess you could return it.
Right. We can make a Patreon goal for $10,000.
It arrives and you're like, this is what I wanted.
Before we get out of here, I posted a video of them of pretending to get a little thing where it's like, I call Wayfair and I'm upset that a kid showed up and said my cabinet. But I made a different version of the video that I did not post.
Which I like better.
Which I think is funnier, but I think it would have made people angry. I'll tell you what. I'll put that on the Patreon.
Hey, yep.
There you I'll go. Put that you get Sam's too hot for TV.
Too hot for Twitter. You get access to my Too Hot for Twitter Wayfair sketch. I will post that right. By the time you hear this, that'll be up on the Patreon.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
All right.
Well, look, this has been Conspiracy Beer Me's new format.
Where Sam gets upset.
Sam solves crime.
Gets manic about a crime.
Yeah.
Well, listen, this is it. I've been Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
I'm Sam Azani. Sorry, I was thinking about...
Crimes.
All right.
All right. Peace.
Peace. Stop the stream.